Just one halakha regarding the days of Sefirat HaOmer, which we find ourselves in now. There are different customs regarding Sefirat HaOmer, specifically the customs where we minimize our simha, being that it is a time where the students of Rabbi Akiba passed away. Gemara Yibamot tells us 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away during this short amount of time, from the Omer, beginning of the Omer, let's say until Lamed Gimal or Lamed Dalet, different versions of when exactly the tragedy took place. Because of that, Maran and Shulchan Aruch writes, the custom is not to take haircuts during Sefirat HaOmer, nor to make weddings. The Magen Abraham comes and adds that it's also not accustomed to make music, to have any music, listening to music, certainly live music. However, it should be pointed out that that is the opinion of the Magen Abraham. Maran and Shulchan Aruch never discussed the Isur of listening to music during the Omer. However, it is our minhag that we have adopted to follow the Magen Abraham, as Acham Avadya brings down, not to listen to music during Sefirat HaOmer. A person shouldn't listen to his radio or in his house, listen to songs. Better to have in his tape deck or his CD, Devrei Torah. Should always have Devrei Torah. But certainly during this month over here, one should refrain from enjoying any music, not only live music, even music that is on a tape or a CD that has musical accompaniment behind it. If it's just somebody singing Pizmonim or reading Tehillim without any music in the background, then of course that would be permissible. A person listening to, let's say, a choir where there's just some kids singing without any music in the background, so that would be permissible. We're only talking where there's musical accompaniment. So the question was asked to Chacham Avadya, what about, let's say, a child becomes fully bar mitzvah during the time of the Omer? His bar mitzvah, and that's the day where he's fully bar mitzvah. Is it permissible to have music at such a celebration? Chacham Avadya writes in Yehavedat Chelek Vav, Teshuvah Lamedalet, 100% mutar, because that is the day of Simcha. For that matter, a Brit Milah, also the Chacham was lenient to have music during Sefirat HaOmer. He also said, in the case of a siyum masechet, for example, people are learning a gemara, and they didn't plan it, but it came out that during the Omer, the siyum happened. For example, this year, where we have siyum masechet berachot, in the Daf Yomi program, that came out now during the Omer. So Chacham Avadya says clearly, it is permissible to celebrate with musical accompaniment during the Siyum Masechet itself. It should be pointed out that Chacham Ben Sion, may rest in peace, Sechet Tzadik Levracha, they recently published the third volume of Or LeTzion, Or LeTzion Gimal. And in that sefer, he has this exact question. Is it permissible to listen to music for Sefaradim during Sefirat HaOmer? And he clearly writes, the minhag is like the Magen Abraham, not to listen to music. And then he follows it up and says, however, if there's a Seudat Mitzvah, for example, a Brit Milah or a Bar Mitzvah, he says, for sure, according to Sefaradim, they definitely are allowed to have that Seudah accompanied by music. Specifically, that Maran never brought this minhag down regarding not to listen to the music, but we adopted the minhag of the Magen Avraham. We only adopted it in a place where there's no Seudat Mitzvah. But in the case of Mitzvah, it is permissible. So that would be the opinion, as well as Chacham Avadya, that's also the opinion of Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul. Therefore, the halakha, one should refrain, outside of a Seudat Mitzvah, one should refrain from listening to music until the 34th day of the Omer. For the Sfaradim, actually lenient on Lag BaOmer if there's a Simcha for the Hilulah of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. But generally, Sfaradim are strict until the 34th day. But if it's a Seudat Mitzvah that comes out on the time, that would include Milah, Pidyon HaBin, Bar Mitzvah, Bizmana, and Siyum Masechet, would be permissible to have even live music in the background.